This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. Fewer refugees are coming to the United States following President Trump's admissions cap. But of the refugees who do enter the country, many end up in Texas. They may arrive with little, but they bring enough with them to keep old traditions flourishing, including planting favorite vegetables from home. In Dallas, there are a handful of community gardens where refugees grow these vegetables. As Megan Zerez reports, they're growing new traditions and helping shape the city's culture through food.
It's an overcast spring morning at the East Dallas Community Garden. Voon Tath is preparing this weekend's harvest, heirloom lettuce and Cambodian bunching onions. She'll take some of it home to feed her family, but most of it will end up on other tables, in homes and restaurants all over North Texas. She's one of several hundred refugee gardeners who hold plots at community gardens across Dallas.
When I live in Thailand, I do the garden too. I sell the vegetable for a living.
Tath fled the Cambodian genocide of 1975. She spent 10 years in a refugee camp in Thailand before coming to the U.S. Tath was part of an influx of refugees who came to Dallas in the early 90s. As they fled civil wars and genocides, they managed to bring a little piece of home along with them.
Most people, as they move from one country to another, have often brought little samples of seeds that are special to them.
That's Don Lambert. He directs gardeners in community development.
Somebody had a couple of pumpkin seeds in their pocket or something, and they would find a little spot of ground somewhere around an apartment building or in a vacant lot, and they'd start trying to grow stuff.
In the beginning, that created some conflict. Landlords weren't pleased to find sprawling vines taking over their flower beds. So a coalition of refugees and resettlement agents sought to fix that problem.
They managed to get a piece of land on Fitzhugh. Around 1987, 88, they built and opened a garden.
That coalition became Gardeners in Community Development, which Lambert has headed for over 25 years. Back in the garden, Tath is tending to her plot and selling produce at a small stand. As I'm talking with her, a longtime friend shows up. Catalina Lino comes to the garden every week to stock up on vegetables and herbs. And of course, to catch up with her friend Tath. They met right here at this garden in Vickery Meadow, a neighborhood where both women have ties. Lino is a part of the large Latino community within North Texas. She's found that there's an overlap in the foods that Latinos and Southeast Asians eat, like culantro, different types of peppers, and pumpkin flowers.
Especially the, what do you call them, with the yellow flower, flor de calabaza. And those are real good fried.
The thing is, for a long time, you couldn't find those ingredients in North Texas. According to the U.S. State Department, Texas settles more refugees than any other state. And these refugees have been shaping the way that people eat across North Texas. Sandy Bussey is one of the chef owners of Bibibop, a Korean fusion restaurant with locations across Dallas.
In this day and age, I do think a lot of those heritage vegetables and things are slowly going away.
Heritage vegetables, or heirlooms, are cultivars that have been passed down from generation to generation. It's rare to find these varieties in supermarkets, so that's why Bussey turns to small growers, like Tath.
We do the Chinese long beans, and if you actually pick it off and you eat it, I mean, the snap on it and everything is just so much better. I mean, if you think about it, you're actually picking off something and it's still living, but if you go to the grocery store, it's on its dying state.
These heirloom vegetables may be local produce now, but Lambert says it's taken 30 years and a mass migration of immigrants and refugees to make this produce available for North Texans.
There was a kind of an organic process going on in which lots of people were going to the Asian garden and getting seed and planting materials, learning how to grow those things in backyards and whatnot all over Dallas, not just by the Asian community, but a lot of other people as well.
Today, it's common to find things like lemongrass, moringa, and pumpkin blossoms in markets and kitchens all over North Texas. Like the immigrants that brought them here, those ingredients are now a part of Dallas. For KERA News, I'm Megan Zerez.
And you can see photos of Tath's produce as it travels from plot to plate. That's at kerenews.org.